It is the weekend. It's John Givens hosting. I'm joined by Neil Ackerton and Phil Blundell to go through the weekend's football action. We will start with the centrepiece of English football, Phil, the FA Cup final. Did you watch it?
I did. Yeah, I did. It was dreadful. The first, it got to half time and I was like, nothing has happened here. It very much reminded me of our game with Chelsea last weekend, yeah, where Chelsea passed the ball.
I thought you were going to say our finals against Chelsea.
Well, that too, but even more recent than that, like, because there was a thing where people were like, oh, Chelsea play quite well against us. They didn't really. They just passed the ball about and passed it backwards, and they had a lot of possession and control. Didn't do anything with it. And it was a bit like that, where they would get into a position where they'd be like, oh, we can do something, and then they couldn't do anything because ultimately they just weren't particularly good.
Is it the makeup of the squad?
They were playing Cucurella effectively as a winger, really, and he's a decent fullback, but, you know, I think a lot of it's possibly Cole Palmer related. He's dropped off massively from where he was. And that hasn't helped. I think there's just a lot of stuff wrong. I think Colwell was actually quite a bright spot for them, I thought, in terms of the way he was sort of managing to fizz balls into midfield and sort of in a way that we don't do that I quite like us to do. But other than that, the first half wasn't very fun, was it? I mean, the whole game wasn't particularly fun. The second half was a bit better, but that was because Semenyo does something brilliant. But other than that, it was pretty dire. The mad thing I thought was that one of the two of them have been in all of the last 10 FA Cup finals.
Really? I saw Chelsea haven't scored in the last 5 trips to Wembley.
Yeah.
Which just stopped.
They must have done because they're in the final.
Oh, well, the finals.
Finals, then. Maybe, but, yeah.
The last 5 finals, they've not scored.
Which is, that's not fun, is it?
No, it's not.
I mean, we managed to do it twice against them, in fairness, and win 2 trophies. So it isn't something that holds you back, John. What, did we do it 3-2? No, yeah.
Virgil's counts.
Yeah. It's just not, it wasn't fun. I mean, they're just a weird team, I think, aren't they, Chelsea? And I thought you saw the full weirdness of them on Saturday.
Yeah, they are a weird team, Neil, in that they're good enough to compete with anyone, but they're not good enough to
be good.
Yeah. I was going to say sort of beat anyone. They obviously can beat people because, like Phil's just pointed out, they got to a final, but you wouldn't necessarily back them to beat a League Two team, but you also would fancy them to get a result against anyone in the world, and they're the team who beat PSG in the World Club Final, so they're just a strange team, and I think it's because of the players that they've ended up with,
and that the players is a big part of it. I think that the current manager has gone back to the Maresca stuff to an extent, but without him being Maresca. And so he's, and also I think if you look at the last 2 games, he's very much managed them like they've lost 6 on the bounce. If you see what I mean, like it's dependent on where the ball is, obviously, because that's always football, but, you know, it can quite easily be a back 5. So he's ended up saying, right, all right, well, it's going to be a back 5 then. And then even then, like, does anyone truly believe Fernandez is a midfielder you want playing off a front man?